I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling which stated the building of a natural gas pipeline did not violate the religious beliefs of a Pennsylvania religious order. The appeals court agreed with the lower court which stated that the adorers of the blood of Christ had not made their religious objections known during the administrative process leading up to the approval of the pipeline project, and therefore it was not something the court could consider. The religious order expressed disappointment with the ruling and said they are looking at what options may remain. President Donald Trump stated that he will impose sanctions on Turkey over the detention of an American pastor who is being held on terror and espionage charges. Trump tweeted that Pastor Andrew Brunson is, quote, suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately. Brunson has been in jail for a year and a half and was recently released to serve house arrest because of, quote, health problems. If he is convicted, he could serve up to 15 years for the terror charges and up to 20 years for the espionage charges. Brunson has denied all claims against him. He is being represented by the same lawyer representing Trump in the Russia investigation. Caitlin Collins, a reporter for CNN, says that she was barred from going to an open press event at the White House yesterday because of questions she asked President Trump earlier that day. According to Collins, officials told her they found her questions to be, quote, inappropriate. At an earlier gathering at the Oval Office, Collins, along with other reporters, had asked Trump questions, many of which were focused on his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the White House's decision, saying Collins had shouted questions and refused to leave despite being asked to do so repeatedly. The White House Correspondents Association criticized the decision, saying it was, quote, misguided and inappropriate. Callista Gingrich, the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, stated that, quote, promoting and securing religious freedom as a human right is a shared priority of the Vatican and the United States. Gingrich made her comments during an event aimed at discussing the Vatican's views on religious freedom around the world and its fight to promote it. Gingrich cited the State Department's latest worldwide report, which showed that religious freedom had decreased all over the globe. A recent Pew Research report says that 83% of people worldwide live in countries with high or very high levels of restrictions on religious freedom. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.